Blog Talk Radio.
We'll get it going. Don't know how the volume is, so
Someone has to let me know if the vibe is okay. But once again, shalom, shalom. This is V the Preacher. I'm hollering at you, my family, Mishpacha. Brothers and sisters, we're back with Straight No Chaser. Brought to you by SCAN, Social Change Action Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while since we've been able to do Straight No Chaser. I see a lot of little shows popping up kind of similar to this, but what it's really all about is us telling the truth. You know, we originally came up with this show a few weeks ago in order to bring some shock and awe to our community, and I think people, they enjoy it, but there's a lot of people getting involved with trying to tell the truth but not bringing the truth because they don't represent the entire whole truth. Okay, so if you deviate in one little bit and lead our people astray, I got a problem with you. So I'm going to deal with you in the coming weeks. You know who you are. Right now, I'm going to deal with the truth as it pertains to not my truth, the truth that hurts me, that spanks me, that keeps me in check, that puts me in line. The truth according to the Most High, our eternal creator, his word. Not your lying Bible that you read, because you probably got an NIV. I'm talking about the scrolls that the Ruach HaKodesh speaks from. The Ruach confirms. The books that, like, you probably never even read that are inspired by the Most High to be instructions for us. But because people have hid them from you, you know nothing about it. So we speak from that. And we are easily being led astray in this current time as far as, like, what's real, what's truth. And it's amazing to me because some things, you probably heard this a million times, some things are common sense, but common sense is not common. And it's amazing how blind we are to the truth because we've been programmed through television programming and everything that everybody else tells us because we want to fit in. We want to be a part of the norm, so we don't want to seem outside the box and look abnormal. We blend in. And I think that the elitists, the so-called New World Order people, Illuminati people, they figure half their work has been done because you'll be put in check on your way to work while you're commuting. If you say something that's abnormal or you speak on truth, those riding next to you on the bar look at you like you're crazy and condemn you. So they figure that there's not too much work they have to do because they've got the people all around you that are willing to keep you in check by saying you're abnormal. And there's things that we just should not be involved in, Mishpacha. We just should not be involved in. We just should not be involved in certain things that this world is involved with, which is extremely crazy. We should keep away from it. We really should. So, I'm ready to get it. Some of you may have read the quotes and found out what I want to talk about tonight. And I have actually put this topic off for quite some time. And I can no longer put it off. I was on one of my brother's pages and saw his thread and saw how many people were going in about certain things. And tonight I'm going for it. I'm going in. And I might upset a lot of people, but I want you to know that I don't have any anger inside of me or hostility as it pertains to this subject or, you know, nothing to do with, like, some ego or childhood hurt or pain or something I'm holding on to. I'm going to deal with the facts. I'm talking about women. I'm talking about our Hebrew sisters. I'm talking about how our community is jacked up because women are trying to take charge and feel like they can lead us and keep us in check, all in the name of a whole lot of different things, because they think we want them sexually or because they've been lied to and told that they have the power in this era to be, I don't know, the woman that's waiting to exhale, to be Oprah Winfrey, to be successful in the corporate world and lead over us, and to condemn men and put them in their certain so-called place because of the lies that have been put out there about the black man and what he is and how he'll never be any good. and how our sisters have bought into that, and they've been paid to buy into that. We're going to talk about that. I don't have to be long-winded, but if you want to call in and speak on it, I welcome you to do so. The guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. It's 213-769-0910. Call in, speak your piece, speak your mind. I'd love to hear from you. But I'm going to say two things from the scriptures, then I'm going to just deal with us in society, because normally I get into the scriptures on the Shabbat. But I got to bring these two points out tonight in order to qualify my so-called, you might call argument, or my stance, or where I'm from, where I'm coming from, I should say. And so first of all, I'm going to go to Isaiah. A lot of you are familiar with that particular chapter and verse, Isaiah, the third chapter and the 12th verse. And after that, I'm going to go to Genesis. Isaiah 3 and 12 says, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy path." I don't think a lot of people realize that when Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet, was making reference to this time, that he would be speaking of such a time as this that we live in right now. Scripture is so amazing because it transcends. Goes outside of time. And never more so has this been relevant, because young people set the precedent, and I've noticed a lot of my brothers are not only henpecked and willing to be henpecked, but they will immediately succumb to a sister raising up and putting them in check, all in the name of, I don't want to seem egotistical, arrogant, too macho, or, you know, they will immediately bow down. And these sisters actually feel like at this point in time that, you know, they have a right to control, dictate the entire situation. And the reality of the matter is that they're alike. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 women to every man. But the problem is that we don't have too many men. Most of our men are in prison. They're faggots. They're gay. They don't know who they are. They're lost. They have no job, no income. Society has beat them down. So they're willing to kiss a sister's behind just so that they can be taken care of, because they have no stamina, no endurance, no testosterone to stand up and be a man and take charge and take lead, because they don't know where this world is going either. I really like how Henry McCow, and I see a lot of you brothers and sisters are up on him now. I was talking about this cat last year, and now he's popping up on Hebrew Israelite shows everywhere, because I'm not going to say if he's an Illuminati plant or what he is, but I know they do love to put the information out there, and they allow certain people to put the information out there, so that we can further be confused and not just buy into the truth. But anyway, his information is good. So it's up to you to do what you will with the information, because at the end of the day, they know who we are, and they're a little afraid of what's happening and what we've come to, which is pretty much the end of a particular era. We're actually in this end time of an era, not the end of the world, the end of an era. That's where we are. HenryMcCow.com, you check him out. And he's been talking about feminism for quite some time, because feminism was designed to help destroy the black family and kill off our neighborhoods and to kill off our strong black men. It wasn't just designed to bring liberty and an equalization, if you will, to women throughout all races, because, I mean, it did do that. fact of the matter is that you have to always know that at the end of the day, we have too many people in the world, and they want population reduction. So if you can bring in the feminism, then you can, like, kill off the family, and you create these, like, monsters that don't have, like, mothers, fathers. They don't have strong households, families. The whole patriarchal system is destroyed. But more so, even more so, the indigenous family, the black family, who suffered at the hands of this the most. That was the purpose. And if you start to do the study, the history of when the feminist movement came in, I mean, there was a time when women couldn't smoke, wear pants, drive, nothing. And there were a lot of things set in place in order to destroy families and to, you know, not have so many kids. A woman's job was to be at home and take care of her family. You say that today, it's like you just cursed somebody out, and they don't want to hear that. They're not trying to hear that. They're not trying to hear the fact of the matter that everything had a place. I originally wanted to do this show tonight because I'm realizing that things have gone crazy, even with these women who call themselves holy, righteous, etc. They will be quick to tell a man off and try to put him in check and say, okay, yeah, that's what I thought you meant. And our brothers succumb to that quick because they have no spines. They're filled with estrogen. No more testosterone. It's gone. Now, I'm going to bring up one more scripture before I start to keep talking or elaborate. But you've got to hear this. You've got to listen to this. It's in Genesis. It's in Genesis, the third chapter. It's 3 and 17. This is talking about when God was getting ready to judge them and kick them out of the Garden of Eden. Nobody really elaborates on this, and so I want to elaborate on it. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. We'll go back. This is twofold in the 17th verse. He told Adam, he said, because you listened, because thou hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Number one, it was for listening. And two, for eating the fruit. So not just eating the fruit, but for the fact that you sat there and listened to her and let her tell you a few things. So here I go. In the Hebrew, hearkened is shama. Shama means to discern and to listen with intent and to consider. So he didn't just casually say, yeah, whatever. He let her say a few things, and he was like, wow, that's deep. And then after doing so, he partook of what she emphatically described to him that he listened to with great intent. Now, let me go a little bit deeper. So, the woman was given knowledge from Satan, him and his fallen angels, that came from the heavenly realm that had more knowledge than Adam had. So what does that say? The first one to come into some knowledge that could cause you to stray and to throw you off, or about where we come from and what the Most High's plans was Eve. She heard it before the man. The man heard it and said, wow, this sounds right and true. But yet he disobeyed because he was given other commandments by the Most High. And didn't listen. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. So, and I'm not going to beat around the bush because I always want to beat the bush, not around the bush. So, sister, check this out. I know you educated, edumacated, got your degrees, you got all that. And you quick to tell a brother like, well, I've done my study, I can teach, I can preach, I can do all that. But you're not in the order that the Most High has predestined, because he does not take your so-called education that comes from these schools and these seminaries of theology of learning, or what you learn from YouTube and Google and everything, and then you try to impress other brothers and say, I know just as much as you. Eve knew just as much as well, and that's where the deception came in at. What the order of the day is that you're supposed to respect a man and let him take the head and let him take the lead. Because he has a connection with the Most High that just says, be a man and lead. But what we're living in right now, 2012, is we got these sisters that have said, I have become feminized. I know how to pleasure myself. I can get battery operated, plug in. I could be a lesbian. Oh, I'm just as smart as that cat, because he ain't smart. He ain't intelligent. He ignorant, because he beat up by society. But that man was made in the image of the Most High, and you're disrespecting him based upon what society has told you that you are, based on what you think you have learned. The Most High takes the foolish things to confound the wise. So it is Satan and these demons and fallen angels that think intelligence will cause them to aspire to a higher height, but your intelligence can never in 1 second match the Ruach, the whole Kadesh, the scriptures, and the things that have been hidden in them. And he reveals those to babes, and he reveals those to things that look foolish to man. We got some problems out here, because we got our families can't get where they need to be, because our sisters don't want to get where they need to be, which is fall in place, fall back, fall back, fall back. I know right now you don't like the way that sounds coming out of my mouth. I know. You know why you don't like the way that sounds? Because the way you've been trained and taught, and you have a hard time letting a man be a man and be your man and take the lead. So you don't know how to fall back. You don't know how important it is for you to be a virtuous woman who's wise, that can be like Esther, that can be like the woman spoken of in Proverbs, the one who can perceive things in there was a woman spoken of in the Torah that said, I perceive that Elisha, I perceive this man as a prophet. She told her husband, let's build this man a room so that he can stay here. And she prepared a place for him. And her husband was like, okay. And the husband went down and told, you know, people in town that this is what they were going to do. And, of course, he took all the credit for it. But she was the one who had the ability to perceive that this man was prophetic. And from doing so, she was blessed. She was increased with a child. Yeah, yeah. So I say all that for you to understand that there's a balance, sisters, of you understanding what your role is becoming in the world that's changing. You got to fall back and promote that man to be that man. It's not your job to say, he's not a man, so I'm going to be the leader. I'm going to preach. I'm going to teach. I'm going to say how it is. I'm going to say how it's going down. I'm the one that's going to do this. No, that's out of order. I got too many sisters right now that think we hating on them because they teaching and preaching. But if you got behind the right man who has the ability to push him and promote him, you can find your right place. You know where you're supposed to be. Brothers, Adam got in trouble because he sat back and listened. I have no respect for you, brother, that's sitting up under these women pastors. First of all, I'm not with all this little pastor stuff. You know, you look at my little Facebook post, the church is your body, the temple. The veil of the temple was ripped. We assemble ourselves because he told us to do so. And when we do so, he's in the midst. But the church is your body. It's not a building that you must go to on a pagan day, Sunday, the first day of the week, when he told us to honor the Shabbat. Okay? So what we're supposed to be doing is letting our men lead, be the pastors of our family, be the heads of our family, and step back and honor them. We are caught into a new world paradigm that has told us that things can't go back. And so what they're trying to do is destroy our faith, because he said, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? If you're saying a man is not worthy or capable, then you're not putting yourself in that same right position. So some people think, yeah, I'm going in, I'm saying it wrong, but this is why our communities are out of line. They have told you to go have a baby, put the man out your house, I'll give you food stamps, I'll give you Section 8, but do not deal with him. Because there's power in a strong black family. When a man is leading the family and everything's in his proper order, the Most High blesses that, increases that, succeeds that. It changes around everything. Our daughters have a father to love them first before they're just dogged in the streets by these brothers. Our sons see how to be a man and how to work and take care of their women. So if we can destroy that, then we can just destroy a community. So how do we fall back? We can't fall back if you sitting up here, sister, talking about, I'm going to preach, I'm going to teach, I'm going to pastor, I'm going to work, I'm going to run this, you out of order. And this is what Isaiah 3:12 was talking about. And this is the fact of the matter that Genesis 3:17 said twofold. Because you listened, and because you ate the fruit. So it's twofold. It ain't just because you ate the fruit. No, because you listen. And then to listen, as I said, let me say it one more time. It's Hebrew. The Hebrew is Shema. And Shema in Hebrew means to listen with great intent and discern and to study. And I could go really in on this. I'm not going to go too much in on it, but to listen like that means like Eve was spitting some game to Adam. She was spitting game, and he was stuck. You know why she was spitting game? Because she got game from Satan. He put it on her, and he paid attention to it. So let me go back to what I was saying. We were instructed as men. She came spitting game from somebody who came, a fallen one, from Shemaim, spit game to her. With enough deception to try and deceive the created one. So I'm not impressed, sister, with you talking about how much you know or what school you went to or your master's degree or your doctor's degree, because you're doing the same thing that happened in Genesis. You're doing the same damn thing. And then trying to step your foot on our brother's necks and keep them down from stepping into their role as leaders of this community, speaking to our people and stepping up being the pastors and preachers and teachers and leaders of their household and teaching our women, our daughters, our sons and daughters. I'm not impressed. You're out of order. This show wasn't going to be nothing nice. It's called Fall Back. Now let me say this. Let me say this because I'm not going to be long tonight. I love my sisters, but let us brothers who are willing to be kings treat you like queens. When you step to us acting like you a king, or you want to go toe-to-toe, you don't deserve to be treated like no queen. But who wouldn't want to be in a position where you could be honored and esteemed highly the way the Most High created you when he told us, love your wives as HaMashiach loved the church. But society's got you so programmed to fight your man. So if you fight a man, he's going to fight you back. But when you fall back, you'll be honored, because those that don't try and esteem themselves highly will be promoted. And that's my whole message tonight, because I didn't really want to go out there. I've been holding this back for a while, but it's like we got Hebrew sisters preaching, teachings, talking crazy to brothers, saying brothers is cursed. They are a part of the problem, because there's a shift paradigm that's taking place, and we got to fall all in our positions. And I don't care what you, my sisters, who I love, what you say, everybody's got to fall into their place. Our children have to realize that the Ten Commandments say, honor your mother and your father. Even the ones that are still in the Christian faith that don't know that they're Israelites, we have to honor them, because we're keeping the laws, the statutes, and the commandments. So as long as you're not saying, you know, brother, step up, I need you to step up so I can be in my place. And I told you about these great women, these fantastic sisters, Esther. And don't bring up Deborah, because you're out of line with that, because they changed that. Because Deborah had a covering. She had a husband who was a judge. She performed under him. She didn't fight. She sent Barack out to fight. So don't use that. You're out of line with that. It's not what's up. Fact of the matter is that if you still operate in that same aspect of what Eve did when she went and got knowledge and brought it to Adam and caused his whole fall, then we out of line. Most High said, I need to find faith when I come back to earth. So that means, brothers, we can't be like Adam no more, sitting up there listening to all this and letting her tell us this and that, because she done read a few books and she putting herself out there because she's esteemed highly in this world today. They tell her she's all that because of Oprah and because of Tyler Perry and all these movies, and got these sisters thinking that they just falling into this hole. Nah, brothers, stand up, step up, be the men of our community, of the Israelites, of our family, of who we are. You ain't got to go off on these sisters. You ain't got to cuss them out. And I know what they use. They use the fact that they feel like we have perpetrated the holiness of the Most High, because too many of us aren't not walking in the manner we should walk in. But I know I got a few of you brothers out there that's trying to do it. So as long as you're doing it, we can refer back to you. And we can tell these sisters to calm down, because sister, you can't raise our sons. Sister, you can't give our daughters what they need. That's why our daughters are turning into lesbians in homes. It takes a man, the patriarchal system, to bring this community back and to bring these families back. Like I said, brother, you up in the Christian church who's trying to wake up, and you sitting under a woman pastor, got no respect for you. You make me want to slap you in the back of your head if you're following a woman like that. Not only are you deceived in a false religion, but you're following a woman, something's wrong with you. So let's look at the truth. I'm going to give you the scriptures again. Like I said, this is not a Shabbat, but look at it. Isaiah 3:12, Genesis 3:17 makes it clear. Isaiah 3:12 is where we are right now. That's what we're living with. And we're going to step up our game. So, hey, this is straight no chaser. So I ain't got no time to play. Brothers, you're going to step up your game. Women, fall back. Fall back. Fall back. You are not happy at night with that battery-operated toy in your bed. You can never replace a man. Be a woman. Be treated like a queen. Let us be the king that the Most High has called us to be, so we can take back our communities. I am not preaching fear this year, because I realize that we can turn this thing around, because it's going to start to turn around before our brother Yahushua HaMashiach comes back. Things are going to get fixed. We don't need to throw in a towel and say it's all bad. No, it's not all bad. It's bad stuff around us, but we can't just throw in a towel like that. We're not going to throw in a towel. We're not going to throw in the towel. We're going to stand up. We're going to be firm. We're going to be strong. But brothers, I need you to, like, with respect, put these women in check, because they've fallen into this paradigm of Adam and Eve. They've fallen into the same paradigm. Eve, go get the knowledge. And you got to think about it. Satan got a bunch of knowledge. He brought it straight from the Most High, but got kicked out. And he put her up on it. And then she going to come try to pimp Adam out. And he fell for it. And now that was the first curse. And the second curse is Deuteronomy 28. Let's come back to the statutes, the laws, the commandments. Women, I don't care how much you know. You respect that man, because that man is made in the Most High's image. And he has a connection with the Most High when he's trying to be righteous. You don't need to be correcting him. Let that man be like the man he was created to be like. You support him. And we'll try to put him up on the game. Find out what your role is. And let's have ourselves ready for when Yahushua HaMashiach comes back. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination.
Natural, fancy, oh, honey, did I?